This is Belle Alba, Editor-in-Chief at Gadgets Magazine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gadgets TV. We're here to deliver the most relevant topics in tech, lifestyle, and motoring so you can stay up to date with the latest news all in one place. First, we take a look at the world of tech in Circuit Break. In tech news, when people think of home entertainment, they usually think of the living room where electronic gadgets are safe from the elements. With its new The Terrace line, Samsung breaks barriers to bring entertainment outdoors with its first ever weatherproof TV and soundbar. Despite its weatherproof design, The Terrace doesn't sacrifice and scrimp on quality. Equipped with wide viewing angle capabilities, further improved with an anti-glare screen, not to mention Samsung's signature QLED technology and ultra-bright picture quality, The Terrace avoids the nuisance of outdoor lighting for a delightful viewing experience. In addition, the Terrace is a smart TV which can connect to the internet for your video streaming needs and comes with pre-installed entertainment apps such as Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. Completing the outdoor home entertainment experience, the Terrace soundbar provides optimized audio for each content thanks to its adaptive sound feature. Plus, the wide sound coverage feature provides surround sound capability and can fill up any open space with its 210-watt powerful sound. The 65-inch The Terrace TV, bundled with the Terrace soundbar, is priced at 266,999 pesos, while the 75-inch Terrace TV and soundbar bundle is priced at 335,999 pesos. Buyers also get a free wall mount. Synology introduced an entirely redesigned disk station manager, the unified operating system powering Synology data management solutions and new storage backup and hybrid cloud technologies in the Online 2021 and Beyond event. DSM 7.0 improves all aspects of the operating system from storage management and the user interface to cloud-supported functionality such as large-scale device monitoring and on-demand storage. DSM 7 will be available as a free update to compatible Synology devices. The public beta was released on December 8, 2020. Staying at the forefront of data management, Synology innovates and adapts to ever-evolving technologies and continues bringing new possibilities to the table, including but not limited to solutions for data storage and backup, file collaboration, video management, and network infrastructure, all designed with one goal in mind: presenting a centralized platform to simplify IT administration while driving digital transformation for businesses worldwide. Brother Philippines has launched Brobot, a new customer service chatbot to ensure top-quality customer service in all its channels. The cute and helpful bot, accessible on the Brother Philippines website, has been steadily learning through constant interactions with customers and continues to learn the more people interact with him every day. To talk to Brobot, simply go to the Brother Philippines website at www.brother.com.ph, where you'll find him floating on the lower right-hand corner of the homepage. Just click on him to start a conversation and inquire about products and services. Now, let's take a pit stop and see what's going on in the world of mobility. Honda Cars Philippines recently awarded one brand new Honda City 1.5 CVT to Mr. Rich Ann Cruz, the Lazada 1111 Grand Raffle winner. The turnover was held last December 3 at Honda Cars Quezon City. Last October, Honda Cars Philippines officially announced its new flagship store on Lazada Philippines. Honda raffled off a new Honda City 1.5 CVT to customers who followed Honda's Laz Mall flagship store page and purchased items from November 1 to November 20, 2020. According to Lazada, during the 11/11 shopping festival, there were over 4,500 Honda car reservations made in one day. On top of the Lazada 11/11 Grand Raffle, Honda is also raffling off one brand new Honda Brio 1.2S manual transmission and other exciting prizes through its Stay Connected with Honda Raffle promo. Honda car owners who successfully register and provide their contact information through the microsite link at hondafail.com/raffle will get one corresponding raffle entry. And that's it for Pit Stop. In keeping with its commitment to empower healthcare professionals through continuing medical education, Johnson & Johnson Philippines launched the country's first online continuum on basic surgical skills training. This is in collaboration with the Philippine OBGYN Society, National Capital Region, and the Metro Manila and Central Luzon chapters of the Philippine Society of General Surgeons, a pioneer program that is the first of its kind in both the Philippines and Southeast Asia. The Johnson & Johnson Institute's surgical skills training program was designed to provide continued learning for first to third year general surgery residents in a convenient online digital format. Seasoned proctors and surgeons facilitate the online learning sessions, which are built on the latest developments and breakthroughs in the field. Through a curriculum designed to develop proficiency in basic surgical skills, learning sessions are delivered through blended learning that covers modular and evidence-based sessions and virtual hands-on training. The Institute's surgical skills training pilot began in October and will run until December 2021. It will be deployed to a total of 87 training hospitals within the National Capital Region and Central Luzon. Participants will earn certificates upon program completion. In the Philippines, the J&J Institute has supported over 70 training institutions in the education of over 6,000 healthcare professionals in various medical fields to include colorectal, head and neck, gastric, thoracic, cardiovascular, liver, gynecology, and tissue management. And that's it for today's installment of Gadgets Magazine TV, your regular rundown of the latest news and features in the world of tech, lifestyle, and motoring. Catch us online on Facebook, YouTube, and the Gadgets Magazine website. See you next time!